Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, back again for another go round. And today we are continuing with our theme week this week, which is a pretty unique one. So we are taking a look at songs that were featured in the show, in the TV show Peacemaker. Of course, for those that may know, Peacemaker of the from the DC Universe. Of course, Peacemaker himself, of course, played by John Cena. The show airs on airs on HBO Max. It debuted in 2022, and it's currently it's only had one season come out, but it is slated to get a second season as we kind of looked forward to the revamped DC Universe that James Gunn is doing. We'll kind of see how that ends up playing out here. So, but of course, so like I said, we are doing songs from this that were either featured in the film or featured in the soundtrack. And the song I'm going to be doing today is kind of an interesting one, because it's one that you wouldn't think probably would have been involved in the show like this. But the song I'll be doing for you today is "Pumped Up Kicks" by Foster the People. So that song was originally released on their EP, Foster the People, and the album Torches on September 14, 2010. Now, the version that's on the soundtrack is kind of more of a rock version that features Ralph Saines. But I'm going to do actually the original song here, performed, like I said, by Foster the People, because it was kind of hard to find that other version here. So again, kind of an interesting choice of a song to have here. So if you're, of course, watching along with me via the YouTube link, it's a decent length video. It's about 4 minutes and 15 seconds. So we'll go ahead and get started in 3, 2, 1, and play. Excuse me. And so we open up here with kind of some grainy home video footage here. So now we hear the band perform. So of course this is kind of interesting. So the song was written by the lead singer Mark Foster, who was working as a commercial jingle writer at the time, amazing enough. And if you hear the lyrics here, it talks about the homicidal thoughts of a youth named Robert, to kind of contrast with the upbeatness of the music here that we see as we're kind of just going back and forth between different shots of the band performing. And it is kind of an interesting, you know, unique sound here. I remember this song when it first came out in 2010. It was pretty big. It was considered one of the biggest songs of that year. You know, I don't know if we'll ever do a greatest song of the 2010s tournament on the PTV Facebook group, but I'm sure this is one that would probably do. I'm sure it would do kind of well. Unfortunately, the 2010s not really known for, at least in my opinion, not known for really good music. There's some decent stuff in there, but not a ton in terms of like mainstream. At least for me. As someone who's more just kind of, you know, to like, you know, classic rock, that sort of thing. As we kind of continue on with the video here. So it's interesting. I haven't seen the Peacemaker series yet. It's been on my list. I'm wanting to see it. Although I feel like I do need to see The Suicide Squad first, which I didn't see either. I do want to, again, kind of, do want to check that out. I did see the original Suicide Squad from the 2010s, which I think looking back, it's not as bad as I think people say it is. There's some elements of it that I think definitely could be improved upon, but I think as a standalone, in a vacuum, I think it's actually not that bad of a film. Obviously, you know, you have the stealing performance of Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, as eventually she got her own, you know, she got her spinoff, Birds of Prey, which again, not a terrible film. And I think that's kind of the, when we look back, as we're kind of preparing for what James Gunn's going to do with the DC universe, when we look back on like the DCEU, I think it does get a little bit of a bad rap because Marvel Cinematic Universe was just so huge, and did so well over over the decade. You know, when the first film in the DCEU came out, Man of Steel in 2013, Marvel was already on their second phase because Iron Man 3 had come out the month before, so DC was already kind of behind the eight ball with that. And then I think they just tried way too hard to, you know, put things in and not kind of let things kind of play out. Like, I think one thing that I will give the MCU credit for is that they really did a great job, particularly in that first phase, laying the groundwork. You know, we had the two Iron Mans, we had the Incredible Hulk, Thor, Captain America get their own films, and then you go right to the Avengers. And then, you know, from there you continue to, you know, build up this universe. Whereas the DCEU, Man of Steel, but then right from there, right after that, the next film was immediately Batman versus Superman. In that film, you had Batman, you had Wonder Woman, you had those characters, and then just kind of jumped right into the Justice League. And again, I enjoy Batman versus Superman a lot more than other people probably do, and I also like Justice League a lot more than other people probably do. If you look at them in a vacuum, but I think just because of how, you know, insane the MCU was, and it's like DC was, you know, again, like I said, behind the eight ball on that, and they've been struggling ever since. But now I think they do have an opening. It seems like with the MCU now kind of struggling over the last year, this is the perfect opportunity for DC to finally kind of get their act together and move forward with something big. So, but we'll have to wait and see on that. There you go. There is Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. Again, kind of a very unique song for Peacemaker, but it did get some good love there. We'll go ahead and wrap it up here. Thank you again for joining me. It's been a lot of fun. It's always fun doing these. I like, kind of doing all these different videos and seeing all these different songs and all these different theme weeks. So we got some good ones coming up, so be on the lookout for that. With that said, I am Steve Riddle. This has been the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on The Pop Experience, and we will see you next time.